This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The House Ways and Means Committee has started looking at tax reform bills. On Tuesday, the focus was on personal income taxes. Multiple bills have been filed to change the way your federal and state tax returns sync up. Currently, taxpayers in Louisiana can claim 100% of their federal excess itemized deductions. Speaker pro tem Walt Leger brought a bill to lower that.
What this bill seeks to do is to reduce the 100% excess itemized deduction to 50%.
While Representative Ted James proposed eliminating the state tax deduction for federal income taxes paid, a recommendation also brought by the Task Force on Structural Changes in Budget and Tax Policy. Changes to personal income tax rates are also being considered, with some lawmakers, including Representative Barry Ivey, looking at what's known as a flat tax rate.
I simply propose a flat tax. The initial rate will be 4% for individuals.
Representative Julie Stokes had a variation on the flat tax, with rates of 0 and 3.95%. She says it wouldn't have an impact on the revenue the state brings in.
Because we don't want to be regressive in nature.
Chairman of Ways and Means, Neil Abramson, says they want to hear all the options, so they make sure they get it right and keep it as revenue neutral as possible.
While we're dealing with the budget issues and the deficit issues and the revenue issues, one of the goals we've overlaid on top of all that is making sure that we look at good tax policy.
Because many are part of a package, the committee is determined to see how reforms to one tax structure may affect another. So no votes were taken Tuesday. Bills on altering corporate income taxes will be heard today. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore, IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.